Welcome back to the Pitch Pod. My name is Joe Janner. With me, my co-host, Jeff Stebbins. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, Joe, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. I'm just excited for this conversation, excited for the match. And as always, I look forward to these top-tier leagues. And this week, we're focusing on La Liga, correct, Joe?
You got it. Barcelona versus Atletico Madrid. Here it is. The first place team versus second place team. This game is massive here as it will be their last game before they go on break. I got to imagine both teams have been looking at this one knowing that this is going to be an important match. No matter where they were at in the standings, but with them being first and second, I think it adds a special excitement to it.
Yeah, I mean, they're both tied at 38 points, and the only thing setting them apart is the goal differential at this point. So, you know, I know a lot of times here at the Pitch Pod, we look forward to El Clasico, but I got to tell you, Joe, I think I'm more excited for this match.
These are two good clubs that have had good performances over this season. I mean, you're looking at Atletico Madrid. Multiple games in a row they've won, and they're there, right there. And actually, in fact, yes, while they're level on points, they do have a game in hand. So they have they're in a great spot to win and position themselves atop to go into the break. So I think they got to be motivated. Barcelona has been playing well. So they're going to continue to be motivated to keep that position. So I think that's part of it. I mean, yeah, it's an important game because whoever wins this will then be sitting atop the La Liga table.
Correct. Yeah. And like I said, normally I am always excited for El Clasico, but with where we're at in the season, with where these clubs are at, I feel like this is the heavyweight bout of La Liga right now. And I was thinking about this earlier. It's almost like using that heavyweight bout example or metaphor, if you will. It's almost like Barcelona is the fighter with finesse, and it's beautiful. It's amazing to watch. And Atletico Madrid, maybe it's not always the most pretty, but they're just a brutal force. They are powerful. They have firepower on their side. So to me, this is going to be a great matchup with two sides that are extremely talented but extremely different at the same time.
I'd agree. That's a great metaphor, you know, and I'll go a little bit further, suggest, you know, Barcelona maybe a little bit plays with a little more flair, a little more style, but Atletico brings the efficiency and the pragmatic approach that, in this game, I mean, it's about getting the job done, getting the results. Does it really matter how they go about it, you know? So, but the contrast of styles and approach to the game when you get into match like this one is what's exciting. That's what I love about the sport is when you can see those clearly distinct different approaches to the game and what that means. I mean, again, there's not one way to play this game, right? So that's what I feel you there. That's a good metaphor for what we're looking at here. I think we're going to see that.
Yeah, and I do want to point out that Barcelona is the heavy favorites. This is a home match, but they did just lose their previous match to a team that they should have easily have beaten. That's way down the charts in La Liga. They lost that 1-0 recently. And I don't know if that's because of the formation of their opponent. They came out in a 5-4-1. And I don't know if that was just something that Barcelona was not used to seeing. It kind of restricted their offensive attack and then forced their defense to step up, and they struggled there. I don't know, but maybe that is a tactic that, you know, other teams should be aware of and the success that they had using that against Barcelona. But at the same time, I don't see Atletico doing that. They are also a offensive-minded, attack-heavy team, so I don't see them doing that. But I just thought that was an interesting note. And even with the star powers of Lewandowski, Yamal, Rafinha, even with those guys on the squad, Barcelona was still shut out.
There's something about the game where, at all levels, competition tends to play down at times when they have a weaker opponent. And not taking anything against their opponent from last week, but to get beat and that sits at home, it's like, you know, a few things weren't working for them. And that is, yeah, they maybe didn't anticipate that Leganes was going to be out there to defend and be able to just find these opportunities. And again, so how do you go about it? You guys got to get more goals on the other side. It's a simple game in that sense. So they got the job done. But I don't think we're going to see that in this upcoming match.
No, I don't think so. But looking at Atletico, I mean, again, talk about firepower. Like, these guys are putting up 3-4 goals a game against their opponents. They're giving up a fair amount, too. But overall, they've been putting up some pretty impressive numbers with Griezmann and Alvarez up top. Joe, do you mind taking a moment to just speak about Griezmann a little bit?
He's always a dynamic player. I mean, he probably is one of those talents that maybe not – or many probably don't assess him as being at that top tier, but he's, like, always right there, always pressing on this fact, and he's always been a part of – you know, in his time at Atletico, he's shown that he's, I think, relatively consistent, though, in being a contributing factor on that team, and that's always something that you're looking for is, do you have a player that can lend themselves to being a – significant part of the team and somewhat consistent in what they do, and that I think that's what you look for in that player. So, and again, the time spent there, he's done well, and will probably continue. I mean, why not in this upcoming match have an influence over it and be a contributing factor?
Yeah, whether it's goals, assists, or just team leadership, he brings a wide variety of experience and a depth of knowledge to the game, and that's something I look forward to seeing. And I think he pairs up well with Lewandowski on the other end. So, it should be a fun game. And, again, you have two teams that so far this season have been very dominant in La Liga. And I am super excited for the game, Joe. Anything else that we need to add before we head into our predictions?
The only thing that's worth mentioning to me, I think it's of interest, we said it before, is that Real Madrid's looking at this game going, the best result for them would be a draw, as in there's splitting points and they're each taking one. That still gives Real Madrid to get a result, to get a win, to then leapfrog the both of them to take the top spot. So they got to be watching, hoping that's the outcome. But it doesn't matter. 0-0, 1-1, 2-2. A draw will work for them. It would be beneficial. So I thought that's just one interesting aspect of where we're at with these standings in La Liga right now. How the third place team is looking at these two teams saying, how can they get a draw as an advantage for them to position themselves to be on top going into the break? It's got to be exciting for them to see these two teams playing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they'll be watching that one closely. As you make a good point there, it could be a big difference maker for them. And not to make my prediction yet, but Joe, I could see a draw on this one. I think that is a large possibility, but why don't you go ahead, as it's Pitch Pod tradition, Joe, why don't you go ahead and give us your breakdown of how you think the game's going to go and tell us your final prediction.
As often when I reference this idea that the game could result in a draw, go with that as my prediction. I don't see that happen. I think that Barcelona, the Lewandowski effect, the fact that he can, the number of goals he scored, 16, I believe, in that competition. Why is he not going to score in this one, if not only one, maybe a couple, to help Barcelona get ahead in this one? I see Barcelona winning this 2-1.
Okay, fair prediction. Going with the favorites at home. Lewandowski, as you mentioned, one of my favorites. Why not?
Right? You know, Jeff, I think that at times it's just easy to look and see why not, right? Lewandowski, 2 goals. To help Barcelona win this one, too.
I could see it. And I believe Lewandowski is also leading the Champions League in goals as well, if I'm correct on that. So, yeah, I'm definitely a big fan of his for sure, and he's got a lot of help. I do think that this will be a close game, so I understand that you have a small goal differential there. I get that. I think it's going to be really, really tight throughout the whole game. I think whoever comes out and scores that first goal establishes the pace of the game, the momentum. I think that's going to be huge and could be a difference maker. But I just, Yeah, I can't make a conclusive decision. This one's really got me split. So I'm going to go, as I think there's going to be lots of, you know, opportunities and multiple goals on this one. So I'm going to go right down the middle, Joe. I'm going to go 2-2 draw on this. And like you said, Real Madrid might be excited with that.
Yes, they would be very excited to see that happen. That would be a great opportunity. They still have to take care of business to get the result, to get their points, to make the leap, as I suggested. But, yeah, they're looking at the night. Why not? 2-2. Maybe it goes back and forth. Could be a great game in that sense. I'm looking forward to it either way.
Yeah, it should be fun to watch. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Pitch Pod. Please like and subscribe. And, as always, keep pitching out there.